This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A global rights monitor is urging authorities in Afghanistan to launch investigations into recent targeted killings of civilians in prominent positions and to prosecute those responsible. The latest incident of targeted attacks on civilians came Tuesday when gunmen ambushed a bus carrying university staff in northeastern Baghlan province, killing the driver and a student. The Taliban insurgent group denied involvement and instead condemned the bus attack. In a statement issued Tuesday, New York-based Human Rights Watch noted that attacks in recent weeks have killed at least five women, mostly journalists and media workers, and also seven factory workers from the minority Shiite Hazara community. A spokeswoman for the Human Rights Watch said the surge in targeted killings, quote, appears to intended to drive women from public life and spread terror among minority communities. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has told a U.N. Women's Conference that when women are denied equal rights, it makes it much harder for democracies to thrive. Harris is the United States' first female vice president. In a video message on Tuesday, she told attendees at the conference that democracy should ensure that every citizen, regardless of gender, has an equal voice. Harris's participation at the conference is the first time the U.S. has taken part in the U.N. Women's Conference at such a high level. Since U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Harris were inaugurated on January 20th, they have moved quickly to re-engage with the United Nations and reverse decisions by former President Donald Trump, which severed ties with U.N. organizations such as the World Health Organization and the U.N. Human Rights Council. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.